Love and Lust by Ruby Ryder. You hold a plate out to me as I come into the kitchen. The curve of your bicep grabs my attention just as powerfully as if you'd grabbed the hair at the back of my neck and kissed me. You can do that just by being who you are. Your curves fit with my curves. We discovered that years ago on clean white sheets that were wet with our sweat by the time our explorations were over. Steam rises off my breakfast with a promise of necessary and tasty sustenance. Last night was long and luscious. There is a quiet satiety between us that won't last long, because it's one of those weekends. Our eyes meet as the plate touches my hand. The loose drawstring of my blue silk pajamas lets them rest scrumptiously low on your hips. I concentrate on holding the plate firmly, just to get it to the table, not far. You've turned to the stove by the time I look back at you. Your t-shirt is a thin layer that can't hide my hard nipples as I press myself against your back. The wanting never stops on those magical weekends. It is constant, intense. The scent of you is earthy, warm, and erotic. Partly me, partly you. Wearing each other's clothes, surrounded by the scent of our play. My hand feels your smooth chest, the slight prickle of hair beginning to grow back. I trace your nipple and feel you quiver. You are smooth everywhere. As if I needed anything more to feed my desire. If you wanted me to be unable to stop touching you, it worked. Now that razor and I have both explored all of your secret places. You turn around and gather me up in a kiss that brings hot wanting with it. A moment hangs in the balance. Fuck or eat? You cooked, so I'm inclined to let you decide, but I stack the deck and let my finger slide underneath the blue silk and between your cheeks in blatant suggestion. You pull back from the kiss and smile at me. That's when I know. Fuck. A plate on the stove, a plate on the table, both abandoned. You and I on the sun-warmed bed where nakedness is ours again. I squeeze you half-hard and then push you onto your stomach. A settling and a deep breath exhaled slowly. An easy exploration of the lovely muscles of your back is in order for you to relax. Your transition is intentional and profound. Mental, emotional. From the one who enters to the one who is entered. From exploring my insides to opening your own door for an equally welcome visitor. Fingers linger. Cheeks are separated, an outstretched tongue, the moment of contact. Your sharp intake of breath precedes the raising of your hips. I pause and let the sensation sink in a bit before beginning to answer your instant craving for more. Warm and wet, my tongue pushes deeper inside you, grabbing your insides and making you tremble. Your smooth body is all invitation and longing as your hands grab the sheets. My tongue gradually finds a deeper beat of passion until you are all mine to play, a fine and rare instrument, one I am impossibly well attuned to. Fingers replace my tongue. My name is whispered into the sheets. The toy box next to the bed is still open from last night. I know what you want. Even when it is there ready between my legs, I make you wait. The curve of your ass draws my hands like a magnet. Your smoothness keeps me there, there where coarse hair was only yesterday morning. Now your nakedness seems more naked. Nothing is hidden. Your dark gaze speaks of fire and yearning as I pull you over and slide a pillow underneath your smooth, hairless cheeks. Then, lips to lips and cock to cock, I kiss you, in that way of letting you know you're mine. Patient, because you've learned waiting brings rewards, your hard cock bucks against me with strong, silent pleas. My slick hands stroke you firmly until your mouth opens with abandon. I stop. You are already lifting your legs up as I move between them and touch you with the cool, glistening extension of myself. Your face as I slide into you, I never tire of watching. Every time it thrills me, fascinates me, floods my wetness until it drips down my legs. A sweet, sexy rhythm rises between us like a cobra, feeding off each other's heat, twisting and sweating in the strong, slippery energy that joins us. Slices of bright morning sunlight from the window showcase our various parts coming together. I want to devour your honeyed tongue, descend into your fire and stoke it until you scream with the intensity of our coupling. Our hearts connect as deeply as our bodies and with as much intensity. This upside-down intimacy took time for us to learn, with rewards greater than we could have imagined. Now here I am, looking down at you, pushing into you, and it's your face, so vulnerable, thrilling to the sensations of my fucking. My hips make circles in small movements as I watch your ascent into fiery helplessness. Strong legs lock around my waist and pull me deeper. Primal moans and grunts fill the still air, harder. You like it harder at the end. So do I. Everything in this moment combines to kindle my own heat, and I try to catch up, seeing you are close. I am hard against you, driving my want and my need into your depths, inside you and with you and a part of you, and most of all, loving you. A moment slowed by intensity unfolds. Your heart beats violently against my breast, and we stare into each other's eyes, wide with erotic fury. Skin slapping against skin, hard, harder. Then you are yelling, I am moaning. Together we become a wild animal of spasming white slickness, sweat, and tears. Fucking you is one of the most intense things we do together. Each time I am shocked by the power of it, like now, how deep it touches us both, how, at the end of it, there is a sob buried in both of our chests from the sheer force of connection. Our insides overlap for a time, exposing all, making our fears of letting our deepest parts be seen feel so needless. Here we are, uncovered, wildly alive and throbbing with existence, and it feels so, so good, so real. Breakfast warmed up, we sit at the table. You in my blue silk pants, and me in your t-shirt. I sit on your lap. For now, our hearts cannot bear to be separated, even for an instant.